Have you ever stopped to think that every time you scroll through Facebook or Instagram, your fingers are actually casting votes? Every share is telling the algorithm exactly who you are. I spent some time observing my own behavior, and I noticed that the posts I actually stop and read through fall into four categories: ones with high informational density, ones that are genuinely moving, ones that are visually beautiful, and ones that are clever and funny. Strip it down and you get truth, goodness, beauty, and humor. Those four are the hard currency of the social media world. But at the other end of the spectrum, there are people whose every single post is shouting the same thing. Look at me. I am wonderful. I am not making a moral judgment here. Everyone has a need to present themselves. What I want to talk about is something else entirely. Social media has transformed every person from a consumer into a producer, and what you produce is more honest than any resume, more revealing than any self-introduction. You think you are managing your social media presence. In reality, your social media presence is exposing you. In the years I ran my own company, I noticed that the highest performing people on my team almost always produced the highest quality social media content as well. Not because they were carefully curating their image, but because the quality of their thinking was high. Whatever they casually shared had substance. So I often use this analogy. Some people are like bees, gathering pollen and bringing it back to share. Others are like balloons, constantly pumping air into themselves. They look enormous, but they're hollow inside, and the more they inflate, the further they drift from the ground. Social media is not going away, and the algorithms will only keep getting more precise. You cannot choose to leave no trace. You can only choose what kind of trace you leave. So I want to ask you directly, what you are producing right now, is it honey or is it noise?